Chuck Chad Freestyle for Monday, March 31st, 2014, and I am working through some technical issues with Auphonic. I created a recording a few weeks ago with Dave Slusher, and it never got uploaded, and Craig and I haven't had a chance to get together and work this out. So if you hear this, this worked, and I fixed it myself. And if it doesn't get up there, nobody will hear it, and I'll go back to Craig and see if we can figure this out. But I've been poking around the Auphonic website and seeing if I can get this straightened out. Like Dave Slusher, I want to see if I can do this all in one swoop on the app so that I do it in Auphonic and then I go over to the WordPress webpage or iPhone app and then just publish it and see what happens. So I'm giving this a try. It has been a trying week. I was out in San Diego couple of weeks ago doing some, what was I doing? Oh, I was sucking up information for our new software release. And last week I was repurposing that. Only last week, when I got back from San Diego, I felt like, something's a little off. I wasn't quite at 100% healthy, but I wasn't sick. It was just like walking around with this low-grade, funny head feeling. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I thought either go away or do something. Well, Wednesday night it did something, which Wednesday happened to also be my birthday. So what did I get for birthday? I got a cold. And I still had videos to finish narrating and producing. So that was fun. I hope they sound all right. Been fighting that off. It almost feels like half the time I got a beer buzz because my head is just sort of not quite on straight, or I'm on some sort of medication. I don't know why they call it Tylenol PM, because I'm always foggy in the AM and I can never fall asleep with that stuff. So they ought to call it Tylenol AM because that's when it seems to have the most effect. Or I'm feeling a little hungover, like my head is just throbbing, which probably means it's time for more medication. And then this week, I have a couple of days at a customer site where I have to do 2 days of presentation. So let's see if my voice holds up and I can stand up and I don't get passed out. We'll see what happens. It should be an interesting couple of days. The thing that really made me feel good yesterday, though, was at Sunday school, I was still in a fog, and it's my responsibility to do what we call opening. So I teach third grade Sunday school, and for the first 15 or 20 minutes, we get the first, second, and third graders together, and I lead them in song, and what's our lesson today, and we have some fun. Well, I made a promise last week to a little second grade girl that she could lead the music, and she said, I learned all the words to this one song. I said, Trina, that's excellent. How'd you like to come up here and teach it to us? So she stood in the front very bravely, and there were maybe 12 or 14 kids, very low attendance because it's spring break this week. And a couple of her friends from choir joined her. So I think we had like 4 kids, and they were singing. And they kind of forgot some of the words, but one of them would help out. And, you know, said, if I had a... And the girl next to her would say, if I had a fireman bell, if I had a fireman bell, I'd clang it. It was cute. I was just sort of in a happy spot, zoned out, but in a happy spot. I'm going to miss those kids next year. I really am. That's probably one of the things I will miss most about leaving Appleton, but we will have to come back and visit from time to time. I have not told those kids that I'm moving yet. I doubt any of them listen to this podcast. Some of them may have talked to their parents. A lot of the parents at church know. But I will make an announcement in a couple of months when we get closer to the end of Sunday school. So it's going to be a bit of a bummer for some of them. I know at least one was looking forward to being in my class next year. So I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to shower and shave and find some breakfast before heading over to the customer. Good luck, and I hope this makes it.